Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
I just feel like I don't want to sleep alone tonight.
Celine pulls out a book from her bag. It's The Crimson Courtesan.
Ooh.
Maybe would have gathered up some pelts of a new animal. I'm gonna try some stuff out.
You know that you need to sort of get some distance between you and the mine because the magic stuff in there causes the interference.
You saw a light in the window?
Yeah, that's bad, right?
You should investigate that. I would also say not to trust Mistress Alondra Thorne.
Oh, yes.
Last thing we need is the Farhold Trumpeter to hear about this, so thankfully you're out in the middle of nowhere,
oh,
am I right?
Right, yeah, that would be so bad, but luckily everything's taken care of and it's fine.
And you're level two.
Level two.
Hell yeah.
I would like to write a letter and send it to Celine in a way that is weird.
All right, so you're just getting ready to start your day, and a rock comes breaking through your window.
Celine, well, that's screams. Weird.
In the letter, it says, "Cool hair." Want to join my band? And then it says yes or no in a little mark thing.
Oh my god, I think someone's stalking me.
Do you have any more drawings? Because we've got another story cooking.
Yep, I've got this. I have it on good authority. I saw him leave town last night. Here's a drawing of him leaving town.
Nice doing business with you.
Yes, thank you.
You weren't impressed by my arms?
Oh,
I hate
yes.
this guy so much.
Wow, sorry, I'm just in a rush. I'm totally in a rush right now. I have a meeting.
All
and
right.
I'll come back and talk about your arms later.
Okay.
I'm right. Mistress Alondra is up to no good, all caps, underlined. And then I use my mage hand to throw it at Devin Desicog, and then I run away.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
You want to go talk to some bear folk?
Absolutely.
Granona said, and Michael, remind me what the monster is?
Knockers.
Knockers. There's some huge knockers down there. So
huge knockers.
Let me go.
They're right in front of you, and they open very large doors.
So Chuck and Celine are going to talk to Granona regarding the state of things and those knockers.
Yeah.
But we won't go deal with the knockers, Michael DeMauro. Until I have my beautiful, perfect daughter.
Yes.
I thought the capitalist.
I thought you were saying we wouldn't go talk to Granona without them.
No.
Yeah.
I was just nervous that Michael would ambush us with knockers.
I'm okay with slightly splitting the party.
We're explicitly splitting the party. Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I like having new duos go off and do things.
Dear new listeners, you probably don't know this, but Michael's too weak. He can't hurt our characters. He doesn't know how to.
Why are you saying this? I'm scared.
Because we're level two.
I just got up to like 12 hit points.
Yeah.
14 hit points.
Michael doesn't know how to do it. I know it's like Michael, if one goblin crits, any one of us dies.
Michael, just like aim your stuff towards him. I think you're great. I love you and respect you.
You can't spell level 20 without two.
I have armor and shield now.
So we start with, Chuck. Unfortunately, Chuck is in the bathroom. It seems as though he may have picked up some sort of venereal disease.
That's fair.
That is going really fast through
That's
him.
That's fair.
It's going real
That's fair.
Quick.
That's fair.
Going right to his wiener.
Yes. Yeah,
no, who do you guys want to start with?
Honestly, I want to see what the bear folk situation is going.
I agree.
Let's go fuck up some bears. Okay. I mean,
no.
Let's go talk to some bears.
You can't say that. You're not with her.
That being said, I can remind Nika about our backstory. because we haven't nailed all of it down, and we can mention each other. And even though them two is who they're focusing on, us two can throw in word quips.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, that's true. That being said, it sounds like Rourke...
I would never go fuck up the bear folk. I would just be like, thank you for giving my papa to me.
It's not how it happened, but that's fine.
So you're heading out towards, there's a path that heads towards the bear folk or grizzly folk village, depending on who you ask. And it leads through the deep, dark, and treacherous forest.
All right.
So you afraid of this stuff?
I mean, personally, I don't like it when it gets too dark. There's too many trees around. Yeah, I like the sun. Bright daytime. Love it. Can't get enough of the stuff.
Are you the opposite of a vampire?
What's the opposite of a vampire?
I don't know. You tell me. You're one, aren't you?
I don't think so. I think I'm just rich.
That's pretty cool. What's it like to be rich?
Sometimes it feels like my money is more symbolic. Like it's there more for flavor than anything. But I guess when you're rich, you know, things like that just become abstract. I don't tend to think about my money too much. Have a dollar.
Cool.
Yeah. What's it like to not be rich?
One winter we ate dirt because all of the crops died. That wasn't great.
Oh, I ate some gold, some dirt with a gold leaf on top of it. It was $15,000. It's the best meal I ever had.
You got ripped off, but if that's the case, I could make you just this really amazing 8-course meal. Let's say like 50,000 gold.
I only have dollars.
$50,000.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. That sounds delightful. I'd love it.
I guess also what would be maybe more helpful instead of trying to feed you dirt to get money out of you. What do you know about what's going on? Why did you own the mine? Why do you own the mine?
Oh, my parents owned the Reverb Logistics and Mining Company, and then we own the mine, and it was passed down to me upon their tragic death.
How'd your parents get it?
How did they get the mine?
Yeah, do you have generational wealth, or did they work for it?
I don't know. I don't really deal too much with the books. I only come in when they need. When the board needs me to look into something, they want to swing their big dick around, and I'm happy to do it.
Are you their big dick?
I am the big dick of the board. Yes, and that stays between you and me. Don't go. I don't want to go find that in the Farhold Trumpeter.
I don't know what that is. The Farhold Trumpeter?
The newspaper?
Do you think I read it?
Oh, shit, are those bear folk over there? Are we there?
Yeah, let's go check out those bear folk.
You guys have a long way to go.
We ride the rest of the way in silence.
Roll initiative.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
22, Michael.
Wow, that's a lot.
This is my first character that's ever had any kind of initiative.
I got a 9.
It's bad.
It's not good.
You two are just, you're just chatting back and forth and strolling along and talking about generational wealth. And you don't even hear the charging feet until the ogre is right on top of you. Screech, there's an ogre in front of you. It's your turn.
Okay, bonus action, hide. I mean, Screech doesn't know how to fight.
No, that's fair.
19, stealth roll.
Okay, you vanish into the shadows.
Michael, I guess this is going to be up to you. Like, is it an action to get in costume, or?
You can drop something for a free action, so you can drop your clothes.
Okay, yeah, I disappear. I drop my clothes.
Sorry, do you wear it underneath your clothes?
Yeah.
Constantly?
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you're Spider-Man.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That's why I was sweating.
That does make sense.
And I want to scramble up to like a low tree branch very close by.
Okay. So Rourke, You're like talking to your buddy.
Well, I can still attack though, right?
You're talking to your buddy and then you hear a crashing. You look over, you see this ogre bursting on the scene. You look back to your buddy. He's gone.
What the fuck?
You are all alone in the woods.
With the flute.
Yeah, you can still attack.
Okay. So you would then look up and painfully obvious, but you would see a man in a giant koala costume.
Oh my God.
Hanging lazily on the low tree branch. Like, it's very low too. Like, we're only a couple feet up off the ground.
Like a child could jump up on it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It did not take much effort to get up there. That's why I didn't have to roll for it. And I'd say something to the tune of, "Eucalyptus better get out of here."
Oof.
This is all Screech, by the way. This isn't Bachman trying to figure it out. This is all Screech. I would go up to the ogre and I'm gonna try and claw him with my two new claw weapons that I got.
Okay.
Is it a sneak attack if I do a one-liner before I come over and attack?
I mean, if he hasn't moved yet or whatever.
Hell yeah. All right.
It's a free action to gloat while stabbing.
Okay, 19 to hit.
A 19 hits.
So that's 14 damage.
Holy shit.
Nice job, Bachman.
Thanks. 22 to hit for my second attack.
Oh my gob. That also hits.
That's another 6 damage.
Wow, not as good.
Well, I don't get the sneak attack dice on the second one.
All right, well, it doesn't like that at all. It's got like a big... I guess I should describe it, right? Like, maybe...
Yeah, what is the ogre in the I almost said Michael Landing verse. What is the
oh, wow,
ogre?
You guys are married.
What is the ogre in the Michael DeMarro verse? Is it like 1 foot tall?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
So it's like a great big bald dude. He's like big and round, and he's got a huge mouth with like big teeth in it. And he's got little beady eyes, and he's just all like big and nasty, and he smells bad, and he's holding half a tree trunk, and he's swinging around like a club. And actually, he's going to swing that club right now at Screech.
Don't.
He's going to. How do you like a 22 to hit?
I don't think Screech has been hit yet.
Oh my god.
Does a 22 hit him?
It does.
Congratulations to damage.
Congratulations, you take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Wait. Oh, hold on.
You thought chlamydia was bad. Koalas have chlamydia.
They do.
That's like a whole ass, like...
I'm down.
You're down? You don't have 13 hit points?
I have 13 hit points. I have exactly 13 hit points.
You, so he has more hit points than Screech does?
All right, well, Rourke, your friend disappears, and then a guy in a cool costume...
Thank you for saying it's cool.
...drops out of a tree. He drops out of a tree, and then this ogre just tees him up like he's fucking Babe Ruth or something, and just blasts him.
But that does mean that he is unconscious... So you can do war crimes.
I was going to say, I'm going to use some magic. I'm going to try to make the ogre fall asleep. Oh, I roll all of the die. 5d8.
Sleepy ogre, sleepy ogre.
Go to sleep, little ogre.
Yeah, and it's based off how much HP it has. So whatever damage that Screech, or whoever this person is, I don't know if it's Screech, sorry, Bachman.
It's all right, yeah, whoever this is.
Thank you.
Love the idea that I don't even, or that Rourke wouldn't even know that it's Screech, but it literally just looks like a weird bear falls out of a tree.
Yeah, just like, okay.
You're like a fucking skunk who got startled and tries to make everyone in front of you fall asleep.
Oh my god. 18 is what I got on my 5d8. Total hit points of creatures that the spell can affect. So does the thing have 18 hit points?
He has more than 18 hit points.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so he does not fall asleep.
He does not fall asleep, and he does run at you with his half of a tree trunk, and he's going to swing that at you.
Okay, that's fine. It's all great.
That is going to be a 21.
Wow, that'll hit.
I have a feeling that Rourke and Screech are, like, really bonding, and I think that's neat.
That's going to be 13 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, I am still up.
Hey, roll death saving throw, Screecher.
Oh, what the fuck?
Don't die.
Is it below a 10?
It's a, yeah. I don't know why I was looking for pluses.
Yeah. All right, that's a fail. That's one fail. You are close to dying.
Relative.
Aren't we all close to dying?
That's so true.
Yeah, damn. Think about that, Michael.
We're back to Rourke. Rourke, you want to try to sleep again?
Nope. Rourke is going to cough out, I think, 5 teeth and a quarter of her lung and try to stab with the rapier. I don't know that it's better, but it's the only thing I can do that has damage, so... Is that a 3? I keep trying to look at it in the right light to hope that it's an 8, but that's a 3. So I got a 7 to hit him.
It's a miss, unfortunately.
Okay. Can I try to run too? However far away I can run.
And then yeah, you can try to run away. He's gonna get a swing at you.
Okay. Can I do like an acrobatics to try to like out of it?
No.
Okay, fine. So the option is I either run away and I maybe get attacked, or I stand there and I definitely get attacked.
Yes.
I'm gonna try to maybe miss it.
I mean, he's gonna attack you.
Well, okay.
You maybe will be hit twice if you run away. Yeah. You'll definitely be attacked once.
Okay, yeah, let's go one. One and done. Right. One and not done, but...
Right, maybe I'll not roll well. I've been rolling pretty well.
Yeah. Tiny curse.
I honestly hope I roll bad, because this is not great.
Did you crit? Did you crit? Oh my god!
Yeah, I crit. That is 23 damage.
I had 4 hit points, so minus 23 will put me at a negative 21 hit points.
So, yeah. So we're gonna end that scene. I will say, Screech, as you're blinking out of consciousness, you do see additional dark shapes appearing, and then you pass out.
What kind of shapes, Michael? Are we talking triangles? The trapezoids?
Like big shapes. Maybe more ogres. Alright, so what are Celine?
Oh, I forgot this wasn't the end of the episode.
We used to wash our clothes a lot right here, but now it's kind of not a big deal.
Okay. Oh, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
Should we be going to see...
I'm just really trying to get your money's worth on
And I do appreciate...
The orders, stipend.
I do appreciate it.
It's only like 8 gold so far today.
Oh, what are you trying to imply?
I want to make sure you get your 8 gold worth.
My 8 gold worth. Well, I do feel like I have gotten all 8.
If you say that, then we can continue.
I mean, if there are any other creeks you want to show me.
I don't want to be rude. There are a lot of creeks I want to show you, but all right, let's go ahead and go to Granona.
Yes.
If you think this has been enough. I do have to stop at a very specific lunch restaurant.
Oh, well.
I think there's only one restaurant in this town.
So, Michael, to cut time out, I sell Celine a very not good, expensive fish and chips. And then we make our way.
And I eat it. I eat like half of it.
I get 30% of that. So,
yeah,
Michael, I know that we all agree to share money and then I track it all. But if you could somehow figure out her per diem so that I get more. And so in like episode...
Chuck is trying to make money.
Yeah. You're part of the goddamn...
You're trying to get paid.
You're the deep state.
Honestly, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'm eating little bites of the fish and chips, but some of that I'm spitting it. It's not very good to
me. It's not stealing if you steal from the government.
That is true. That's just real.
And then, yeah, we go to Granona.
Granona welcomes you in, and she goes, Hey there, sugar. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Granona, you old son of a bitch. Come in here for the real thing.
Hey there, sweetie. I haven't seen you in days.
This is Celine. She's an adept from the Order, as you know.
Hello.
I'm sure you've heard of her.
Ah, heard you were coming around these parts. Isn't there...
Yeah, I'm here to offer my services to help with anything that might be going on with the
mine. I have to go to the bathroom. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Chuck's been dealing with that prostate issue for so long. That thing's like a little grapefruit down there, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, that is certainly terrible when that happens. But anyway, I am here from the Ordinatio Theonitis just to, to see what services I can offer to help with things in the mine. And honestly, we had a bit of an incident. Where Rourke, Rourke.
Oh yeah, Rourke. She's a real crackerjack. That one. I'm gonna go see her tonight. I think at the bar because she's doing her beat poetry, which I just love to death.
So cool.
It wouldn't be a Tuesday if it didn't have Rourke doing her beat poetry. If I missed it. And I never got to hear it again. Boy, would I just be, my heart would be so broken.
I would perish.
I'm, well, good thing you will definitely hear her again. Tonight.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry, I just had a weird freak out in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I thought my daughter died.
No, Chuck, we were talking about your prostate. So, now it's enlarged.
Oh, we all know about your prostate.
It's kind of an issue in town.
I mean, half the town's milked the damn thing.
Hey, come on, Granona. Come on. I'm not in my early 50s anymore. Come on. I'm not like that. Ow. That being said, If you and
call Chuck.
If you and Dread, you know, are cold tonight, hit up my beeper.
Chuck's a slut.
Stop. He's depressed.
That was
different.
That was different.
Jennifer
that.
Can say the S word because you know.
You know.
So yeah, I was actually well. It does me good to hear that you want to help because I was real worried. I heard there's another fella in town that the owner, I guess, he was supposed to come by, and I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah. I cannot believe that we're meeting with you without Screech, but I guess he had more important things to do.
Yeah,
well, he's a very busy man, you know. He's always got...
Oh, I'm sure he's quite busy. I'm sure he didn't go off on some wild goose chase for no reason.
Well, no, let me tell you for sure. He's a lazy piece of crap. We got attacked the other day, and he was with us, and then he disappeared. He's a real piece of shit.
Well, he is rich, so what do you expect?
But luckily, I guess I have a guardian angel. There's this completely separate guy, or girl, or person, who keeps showing up and helping us.
I cannot stress enough! Different guy!
Same height as Screech, same weight as Screech, same chin as Screech, same... Different colored eyes of Screech. We never said that Screech had different colored eyes. Like Yuna from
Black
Fantasy. He sounds like Screech doing a voice.
It sounds like Screech doing a voice. One time Screech said, can so-and-so be trusted? anyway, Screech sucks. And whatever this creature is, it was as a squirrel. I don't know. I put my faith in him. Or them. Him being them.
Oh, but... Okay, but when I was going to get my muffin this morning at the Goblin Pit, I saw a sign that had a drawing, a real nice drawing, by the way, it said that he was wanted for, I believe it was crimes against humanity.
That's just,
which
it makes sure I put my big ass body between Celine, which is probably very awkward. That's just the Emperor stuff. You know how it is.
I mean, all right. Well, I guess I'll keep an open mind about this fellow.
No, I think no, he sucks. Do not keep an open mind.
The squirrel
fella. Oh, my bad. You said fella, so that was like very specific. That's on me. I've had a weird day.
You can go home. You can have a nice dinner with your daughter. You'll feel better.
Yeah, I'm going to give myself the real capybara treatment. That's a bath with a whole bunch of limes in it.
Good for you.
We have hot springs here, I've decided.
Oh, there's hot springs
here? We do, but we do have hot springs here.
Okay.
Yeah, we have hot springs here.
Oh. Well, I've always wanted to go to one of those.
Yeah, we got hot springs. We got a waterfall. It's a glorious place.
Yeah, Celine, I mean, I already talked to you.
Natural splendor.
I already kind of sold you on talking about lie. And the soap works, but I think Renona and I kind of agree that the hot spring and the might be the next place to go, right, Renona?
Now, honestly, that I'm into. Maybe that's how you can earn.
Renona, I've already earned that, but Renona, can you last another day or two on those knockers?
Oh, so you're saying you're gonna come and take care of my knockers?
And then I kind of like tap against my armor. It's like, well. This thing pinches, so I'd rather take care of it sooner rather than later, but I'm not going out there without Rourke.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want you going down. There are miners down there right now, so I wouldn't want you going down there. But tomorrow, if I can clear the schedule if you want to come back tomorrow with Rourke, your daughter who's alive.
Yeah, she's alive. I feel it. I feel it. And Screechless is alive, too. I mean it.
I'll tell everyone to take a half day tomorrow. You can come over and...
Hey, tell him to take a quarter day. That's how long it's going to take us.
Oh, wow. This guy over here.
Grunona,
let him take a half day.
Grunona, I am sorry I said that. You should tell them to take a full day. I really don't think we're going to be able to clear it. It should be a full day, actually.
Can we keep it at a half day?
No, I think it should be a full day.
All right, but these people are all up on balls about production.
Right, exactly. That's why it should be a full day. No, full, wait. Are we? I'm saying they should work a full day.
Oh.
All right, I'm saying I don't want you all down there and them all down there at the same time.
I was misunderstanding. I'm sorry. I'm saying we should show Screech, that piece of crap who's never there for a fight, and I'm copying your accent a little bit, that you could be productive and then we can clear out the mine. But if you think it'd be more efficient to have the miners take a half day, obviously we both agree because that's the middle, then that's, you know, you're the expert.
Yeah, I just don't want them getting hurt, you know.
Gotcha. I apologize. I misunderstood.
Oh, hey, no worries. All right, well, we'll see you all back here tomorrow bright and early.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
And I'm going to take Celine to one of the farms.
Oh.
It's not going to be fun. I take you to the chicken farm. It's pretty far out in the town. We have to kind of like make a picnic. And I assume the exact opposite direction of Rourke.
Selena's just like has a handkerchief to her nose the whole time.
All right, yeah. So it is, I believe we said it was fall, right? So it's probably still nice weather.
Yeah.
On this, our third day of our adventure. So you head on down to that farm, and there's the ridge there that has a big waterfall and stuff.
And I imagine the area between the ridge and the waterfall and the farm is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. It is striking, the view from here.
Chuck is essentially being that very, very annoying cab driver that you've ever been in a new city that takes you.
It's got to take you around.
Take you around.
You're showing me like every little thing and I'm like, oh, wonderful.
You got to see the chicken farm.
Like, wow, the chickens.
And you can see the big water wheel that had the elevator that's broken that they used to use to help get more of this friggin' magic metal out of this friggin' mine.
Which actually might be helpful to you, unfortunately. I thought I was scamming you, but I think I actually gave you good information.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys have a nice picnic, and it is night has fallen.
Yeah, probably we went to the Goblin Pit at dusk,
mm-hmm.
and I'm running out of things to say as I'm working and trying to make small talk to earn my 37 gold.
Chuck, let me just say, you're doing a great job. And honestly, you've already earned your gold for the day, so don't feel like you
need to. Hey, no, we've switched over to friend mode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
So how is the capital?
Well, it's honestly all I ever knew, and I'm mostly, once I was old enough to, I went to the order and so
I haven't been in the capital for many years. I was in the army, so I fought in the Mage Wars.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness. That's interesting. I don't know if I've ever actually really talked to anyone who was actually
a lot of people died unfortunately war. It's a lot of people died unfortunately, so you know, it's obviously there's tons of people my age.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, don't look me up if you go back home.
Oh. Yeah, I won't.
Yeah, no, I was part of a secret group that we did things that, we had to do what we had to do. You know how it is. So, whatever.
Absolutely. As part of an order, I completely understand. Yeah. Selene says, definitely.
I kind of would put that my past behind me. It's not dark or anything, but my past is not dark, is what I'm saying. I want to make sure my future is Rourke-based.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, she's so lucky to have you, you know.
Yeah, I'm not her real father, but it's, the Mage Wars.
Oh, really?
Wars. Yeah, her father died in the Mage Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's your adopted daughter.
Exactly, yes. A lot of people need a lot of orphans, unfortunately, out there. What with war and all, and sure, the Emperor was right to do so, but you know how it is. Some fallout here and there. But hey, no demon invasions, no random dragons, no arcane, whirlwinds or whatever they say could happen.
Well, I mean, things are much better now that everything's regulated.
Exactly.
Right? You know?
Yeah,
it's the way it should be.
And us out here in Rhymeford, we don't really deal with that much. Obviously, Alondra, is the only real big person that touches base with the capital. And then obviously, Rex,
So, can I ask you a question?
You ask me anything, we're off the clock.
How do you feel about Alondra?
Me?
Yeah, she seems,
She's stern. She's not who I would have picked, but obviously
she seems very intense.
Yeah, she's...
Honestly. And maybe, she has her own agenda.
Nope, she's... The Emperor thought. Oh. I think she's totally fine. Hmm.
If you want to roll, Insight, you're free to.
8.
All right, yeah, you're not picking up any vibes.
Yeah, no, she's, me? No, I think she's great. I mean, why would someone so mean be in charge unless she was supposed to be? Because obviously someone so incompetent must have, a long-term goal.
Very true. Well, I'll certainly be keeping an eye on her while I'm here. Just to make sure.
All right, if that's what, that's your prerogative.
Exactly. It is my prerogative.
And I point over to some people with 110% full drinks. There's that gorgeous little dew of perspiration sweating down the side. I gotta go refill their drinks.
Sure.
Now, at this point, you're definitely starting to wonder where Rourke is. She's supposed to be performing soon, and she is not here.
Yeah, 37 Farhold clicks, which we all agree is what a minute is in our world. Michael told us.
How many Farhold clicks?
37. Okay. Farhold clicks. Michael's very explicit.
All right. Okay.
Say Farhold clicks, not minutes. I'm kidding.
It can't be 38. That would be stupid.
3 + 7 is 10. That equals 1 minute.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Michael, can we agree that there is 12 months, every month, same number of days? It's fucked up that February exists.
It's messed up. Let's just pick a number and make it be every month.
And okay? Michael, if you think we have to have 13 or 14, I'm totally fine with that. If it's like 22 days, I'm fine with that.
No, remember, I already set up calendar day.
I don't.
I think it was an excuse to have the 77th day of the seventh month or something stupid like that.
Perfect.
That being said, we're in a region that doesn't follow the same gods.
Doesn't use that calendar.
Probably, as I'm serving people who are overserved, mm-hmm. I literally give a party of three, probably like the miners off duty who have like full beers. I give them like a strong stout and then turn over to Ratma. Yep. You seen Rokadal or maybe she got up to some shenanigans.
I have not seen her. In fact, I'm going to dock her pay if she's not here in the next 10 minutes.
Ratma, you... Okay, sure you are. All right. Not great. Not super good, but hey, man, it's been a...
Where's she been all day?
I don't know. I was just going to say it's been a weird day, so it makes sense that she's not here, but actually I think that's worse. Fuck. I was totally preoccupied with... Milken or Bilken. Is Bilk a word, I think?
Bilking, yes.
Bilking is a word. Thank you, Celine.
he was bilking me.
I was totally focused on bilking the adept here that I kind of forgot. And I think it's more fun that I don't know where they are. And I don't think we did. Because I think we're all in the square, but like we missed each other.
But you would also, I would imagine Chuck would have an idea of like where she might go. Right?
In this instance, who's to say?
Huh.
So, hey, I haven't seen her for a little bit. She could be, I don't know. She went off with Hamlin the other day. Who's to say where she went off with? But I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that piece of shit Screech Echo is either.
And a spin on the ground.
I think maybe he's, I guess maybe he's down hanging out with his new buddies down at the castle. That piece of garbage. I fucking hate him. I'm gonna kill him.
Too fucking good for us. And we do the link arm shots, even though I'm like 5 feet taller than her.
Hey, Chuck, while you're here, I just wanted to... I found this interesting bundle of furs. It was not in the garbage. I don't look through the garbage anymore. But I found it in a clean place. And I'm wondering, do you think I could make something out of these? Maybe like an outfit or something?
And then I look at it, and at first I'm like kind of indulging in Ratma-ness. And then I kind of stop myself like, where the fuck did you find this? Is that a squirrel?
It is squirrel-like.
Oh my god. No! The freaking... Paper was right. We're doomed. Our protector is gone. The fear that lurks in the heart of men is gone.
Chuck is fully bought in.
What do we do?
Oh, no.
What a sad state of affairs when the protector can be level one.
But these people are level nothing.
That's true.
They don't even see a gold piece in their life.
That is a good point.
I opened up a cabinet. It's like I was making a lantern with a squirrel, like an acorn, so that I could like say, hey, if we need you, here we are. I know that's really weird to say, but I feel like I should have made something for the sky in light to help.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? So yeah, so I might make like a shawl out of it or something.
I mean, whatever you need to do, man, that's your business.
Something real classy.
Yeah, it is my business.
But Rourke is good at a lot of stuff, so you might want to hold off, I don't know. 6 minutes until she's here.
All right. Well, if she can show up soon, then I won't dock her pay. But come on,
come on.
We got people.
I'm gonna roll my eyes.
We got people waiting over here.
I know you're a softie.
She doesn't show up.
So yeah. Anyways, I spill like 13 beers.
Oh my god, Chuck!
sorry. Celine, have you seen anything? Have you felt anything? I know that it's very rude of me to assume that you just like feel like a spider as an adept, but.
Oh.
Well, I haven't. Are you concerned about?
Rourke is not here.
Oh.
Nor is that shithead Screech, and he's lazy.
Well, I mean, I would be happy to help you search for them. In my role as adept, you know, I have.
Can't you cast some like find guy mover?
Well, I don't really have that ability.
I do like the idea of the NPCs / PCs thinking that Celine is a wizard.
Yeah.
Every time they have to realize she's a sorcerer, it's like, fuck.
No, can't do that.
I don't have spell slots.
I have some.
I don't know where to look. She's not here. And if she would go with Hamlin yesterday.
I mean, is there anywhere that she normally goes?
Michael, dude, Morrow, I would like to use my powers as a McFrickin' bartender to see if I heard anything.
I thought you were going to be like, my dad powers. To just think real hard.
I know my daughter is doing hand stuff or getting murdered. No. There's two things.
Underage drinking somewhere.
Is my daughter dead or being, maybe, felt up over the clothes?
she's, yeah.
Over the clothes only.
Do you want me to roll anything?
Yeah, roll something. Roll persuasion? Performance?
I got a 13. I have a plus 6 in perception. Persuasion, I have a plus 4. So 17 or 19.
Meat comes over and he goes, I did see Rourke wander off with that Screech fellow. They took the Northern Road. Well, they were headed towards the Northern Road out of town. I'm imagining probably towards the bear village.
Well, okay. And then I like unfortunately push me to the side. And you hear a clanking of drinks, and I say, Celine, are you down to do some night hijinks?
Oh, I would love to be able to help you, right?
Ratma.
Yeah.
You still got anything in you? We gotta find Rourke. She went out to the bear village and has been reported in, and I don't think the bear village would do anything.
Nah, they wouldn't do nothing. It's so dark, though. You're not gonna find her now. You gotta wait till morning.
No, me and you have dark vision. And Celine doesn't. No, actually, Celine does. She told me yesterday.
But it's dark out.
Ratma, we can see in the dark. Sure, it's black and white, but we have to go tonight. If you have to stay here at your tavern, I'll know you're weak and not ready to help Rourke.
I mean, she's a few minutes late. I'm not gonna...
It's 36 minutes.
Yeah, she's probably out there somewhere doing some hanky-panky or something.
I throw a class as hard as I can.
Oh my God, Chuck.
At Ratma.
Oh,
because,
at Ratma?
Because I know that she's going to catch it. Wow. As though it's nothing.
Wow.
So, you know, if Ratma's in not a good place to do that, then yes, I should be yelled at. But every single time previously, she catches it and then drinks whatever is left in it.
Yeah, she does that. She starts cleaning off the glass afterwards, and she goes,
I mean, if you want to go out and look for her, go for it. You're not very useful here anyway, you piece of shit.
All right, fuck you.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Piece of shit. Talk to each other.
Piece of shit just means I love you and goblin.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Ankle biter piece of shit.
Eat my balls, okay?
All right.
Suck my balls.
I hope you get struck by lightning, but you never will, piece of short-ass piece of shit. Celine, come with me.
Oh, okay.
I slap, like, your freaking boneless riblets out of your hand. I'm sorry. I'm going to take them to go. Sorry. That was rude. And then I go back in the back and get to-go riblets. A plethora of to-go riblets.
I guess Celine is, like, shocked because no one has ever drinked.
Celine, get up. Come on.
Okay.
Close your mouth. You look like a freaking...
Excuse me?
Super Mario 2 door. I don't know what I'm confused right now.
Chuck, I don't know what you're saying. Right
me
now.
Either.
Honestly, I know you're under a lot of stress because you don't know where your daughter is. So therefore, I will overlook this. But please remember?
All right.
That I am a member of the Order.
And
I'm paying you gold.
I shan't forget, and I will waive the fee for tomorrow.
Okay.
But come on.
And I will help you. Let's go.
As you start gathering your stuff, Celine, your collar starts heating up.
No. No.
Chuck, I just have to... I want to help you. I really do, but I have to take this. I have to take this right now.
I don't know what that means. I'm in the past.
It's order business. I have to deal with order business. Goodbye.
She has Celine, to piss.
Sprint to the trees where she went last time.
She has to be in the trees again.
I gotta go to the trees. I gotta go in a little copse of trees.
Okay. Ring.
Hello, this is Celine Von Esper. Adept Celine Von Esper.
Adept Celine?
Yes?
Why didn't you tell me that Professor Deckercog was in town?
I was handling it. I could handle it on my own, and I didn't want you to be worried about it. Because I am handling it.
Well, tomorrow's paper just came in, and there's a story about a squirrel man, and you have failed.
Oh, no, it's okay. That's been dealt with. It's fine. It's just some yokels talking about squirrels, and it doesn't really mean anything. And anyway, I've directed them towards a more worthy target of their scandalous writing, so I'm taking care of it. Please trust me that I have this under control.
Absolutely not. We are sending additional adepts right now.
Is that really necessary?
Absolutely. You have one chance to right the wrong that you have made. And if Deckercog is still alive when these adepts get here, you shall be dealt with.
So, wait, so I need to keep him alive?
No.
You're saying I should...
He needs to be dead.
Dispatch him.
Yes, but to make it look like an accident. If it gets out...
Oh.
...that it was a murder, then, well... I don't need to tell you what will happen.
Okay. Sure. So when are the adepts coming exactly again?
They should be there in a couple days.
I am sorry that this is shaking your trust in me, but I am willing to go above and beyond to show you that I have what it takes. So do not worry. I will take care of this.
I expect you to do that. And if you don't, there will be consequences.
There won't be, because I'll take care of it. It will be dealt with.
Master Kagan out.
Oh, shit.
And also, greetings, adventurers, out.
There's too much happening.
That's where we're gonna. That's where we're gonna end our podcast.
Jesus Christ!
There's too much happening.
Sorry that two of you just sat there for so long.
No, that's fine.
I really laid there, Michael.
Two of us sat there for so long, and then the other two died. And then we took over. So, you know what? I didn't die yet.
Yeah, Bachman or Screech is still alive. That piece of shit.
For new Screech.
That piece of shit.
Yeah.
The koala's dying.
No one knows who's alive and who's dead. Who's to say what will happen next week?
Well.
Who's to say?
Golly beans. Well, you know what? Wow. Who is to say? Not a very specific segue, but we give away dice every single Tuesday when we stream. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I love to give away dice.
I'd have been really mad if you guys said no.
Like, what are you talking about?
I've never heard this before.
We do it literally every week.
Michael, prove to me that you know.
Never done it.
What's the offer code for?
What's dice taste like?
It's dragons with an exclamation point.
How dare you know that? every single week we give away a beautiful pair of Die Hard dice. It is worth $50, so you can buy some super rad sets. And you can still use hashtag dragons with exclamation point. You get 15% off your beautiful order. If you come out during Tuesdays at around 8:39 p.m. EST, baby, you can win 50 glorious bucks. But obviously, again, if you can't be here.
Dragons, exclamation point.
And you get 50% off.
That sounds like a great deal.
It is a great deal. That Brian guy, 85. Congratulations. Ooh. You won the Die Hard Dice. We are pulling up a dump truck into your home.
Full of dice, baby.
All the dice.
We're going to drown you in dice.
Get ready.
You're going to fucking die.
I'll be restored.
This is not a prize. This is actually a curse.
It's a death sentence.
This is a burden. This is a burden.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, at Geekly Inc., we're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me in all of those places. At Thrifty Nerd, and you can find me at patreon.com/thriftycrafts.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. You find me on Michael's Patreon, Thrifty Crafts, probably winning the Goblin Pit. I know as you're listening to it, I've already
been given.
Yeah, I've already won it.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying not to be a shithead about it, but I won it for sure.
It's
Michael's Patreon is really rad, so you should hopefully win the next thing. But I've been streaming a lot over on twitch.tv/geekly. Yeah, you win a toilet.
Yeah, Michael is showing us his outhouse.
His 5-foot toilet.
It's a little toilet in there.
Making a toilet next.
I'm going to try to stream, and if I don't get COVID 2, or 8, I guess, on twitch.tv/geeklyinc as much as I can. I don't have a set schedule, so just follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning, or follow twitch.tv/geeklyinc and turn the whatever notifications on. I don't really know what toggle you need to flip, but please do that.
Figure out your toggles.
Figure it out. Figure out your goddamn toggles.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at the Nika Howard. And you can find my spicy site at any link in my bio. And if you follow it, it'll take you to all of the places. There's so much stuff there. You should go check it out.
You can find me right behind you.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. Also, you can find me at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays, streaming on the Game Crimes Twitch. That's right after the Greetings Adventures stream. I'm going to extend the scope of tonight's, and I'm going to play Elden Ring because I'm just all...
Because you want to play Elden Ring?
I just want to play Elden Ring.
That's my thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm way further behind than you are, and I'm playing it way worse, I guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm really good.
I wouldn't put 40 hours in over the first weekend.
Hell yeah, baby.
Wow.
I think I might be at 20.
He's a monster.
I don't even put 40 hours into a work week.
Same, bro.
Awesome. Well, golly, thank you so much. Until next week, I feel like I'm forgetting something. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.